from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Dan Quinn is one of these guys. He wants the double up. Oh, yeah. He wants the 2-for-1. He wants the ball at the end of the first
How's
half.
That working out?
And I'm just saying, that's what he wants.
I understand.
And so John, look, we could sit here and try to change things. Oh, for example, could we get back? I mean, and like this year, we've sprinkled in a corner blitz or two, and it's felt good. They got to the quarterback. But it's very few and far between. Mm-hmm. When you watch college football and when you watch pro football and it's 3rd and 9 and you've got, you know, like either a young quarterback or a rickety quarterback like Eli Manning, what do? They bring the frickin' house. And what happens? Quarterback has the ball, backpedal. He either eats it for a sack or he throws the ball away and you get off the field as a defense. So if we're going to try to change things, what I would like to change is more blitzing. Now, and I'm not saying it's not like a regular staple,
right?
But more than we do right now, because DQ likes to play it, you know, with the base set, and, you know, I got 4, and they're going to get there. That 4 might not get there, even against this terrible Giants offensive line.
What do you think the Steelers did to us? They had been dreadful defensively, and you mix some things up. I mean, my point to that is, if you don't have the personnel, and you can't just line up one-on-one and go get it done, then do a little bit of hair on fire stuff.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of hair on fire. Play a little bit reckless. Yeah, well, you know, I hear about, well, you know, the risk is, hold on, you got 2 high-paid corners out there. If those guys are on an island, they're paid to be on an island. Let them go out. Let's play a little bit of hair on fire on defense. I mean, if what you're doing right now isn't stopping anybody, and what scares me tonight, Falcons have given up more catches, more yards to running backs than any team in the NFL this year. See this guy coming on the field tonight?
Beast.
Mm-hmm. And what's he do a lot of? Besides run the football.
Catches
a lot.
7 to 10 balls a game.
When you're fighting for your playoff life, and I call tonight another playoff game.
No question.
When you're fighting for your life and you're fighting for your season, because you're 2-5 going into the bye week, you can spin it any way that you want. At that point, you're done.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you're done. You're already 13th in the conference.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a lot. It's not just, and I yelled at Fricky about this on Twitter, that,
well, you know, Falcons are only, well, you know, Falcons are only 1 win out of the wild.
Okay, that sounds good, except that you've got all the tiebreakers that are you're behind in. You got so many teams that you have to leap. That 6 spot will change 9 times, but you have 6 teams in front of you that you have to get ahead of. You have to start with tonight. And I just want to see a little bit, I don't know, like you said, change it up a little bit. How about a little bit more hair on fire? How about doing something a little bit outside the box? And this is where, and I say this all the time, and this gets people riled up. Monday through Saturday, explicitly trust Dan Quinn, and he's as good as it gets. On Sundays is where I get worried. And I don't think we have an advantage on Sundays. And I know that gets people all, oh, it's been this. I understand that. We don't get enough of an advantage on Sunday. We can out-personnel a ton of teams in the NFL, especially when we're healthy. But when you don't have the personnel, because at this point, your guys have been there for weeks now, right? Yeah, you ain't had Neil, you ain't had all these. It's been weeks. It hasn't been like 1 week.
Yeah.
It's been multiple weeks. When you ain't got that personnel, you got to figure out something else and how to do it. I don't care. And you mix it. I don't care. Take the ball on offense first. Play a little bit more aggressive. Blitz, whatever that is. I don't care what it is. You can call whatever you want. You want to blitz, whatever you want to call it. But do a little bit more hair on fire. Let's get a little bit outside of our comfort zone in our box instead of kick it to them. I'm down 7-0. We can't stop anybody on an opening drive. And you're like, oh, well, here we are. Mm-hmm. You know, week 7, 8 in the NFL, and my hands are up in the air with like, okay, we're just doing the same old thing again.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. streaming on Hulu.